on the star with our vote. Shteyman, when he was here a year and a half ago in Yeshiva, he said the beginning of the vote. I want to say the hemshach of the vote. Shteyman says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara says, Omar Ravashi Lemocho Nasik Bedidan. Rashi explains, they learned the Mishnah of Eilu She'elem Chelek Lo Eilom Habo. Lemocho Nasik Bedidan. Like Rashi, Bechavereinu Shalom Du Teiro Kmoseinu She'elem Chelek Lo Eilom Habo. Dahinu, we learned אלו שאין להם חלק לעולם הבא, דרמיתבו, למוחר נעסק בדידן, or בלרנינג, חברינו שלום דו תירו כמוסינו, שאין להם חלק לעולם הבא. אוסו מנשה איד מלי בחלמה. So מנשה came over with them, מנשה is one of the people that they were going to learn, שאין להם חלק לעולם הבא. אומר לי מנשה, going to learn tomorrow she'en lenu chelek lo'olam haba. Meheicha kobatzisa lepate. When you make a bracha amoitzi, from where you cut the bread? Amar lo yada. I don't know. Amar lo. מאיכה דבצינה פתה לא ידעת וחברו יסקוריס לי? You don't know from where to cut the challah when you make a moitzi and you're calling me, I'm your friend? Tomorrow, למוחו נעסק בדידון בחברינו שלום דותר כמוסינו, but I'm your friend? אמר לי, סרבשי טוב מנשה, Leimi lomar, okay. Ulemochor ashne bepirkin bishmoch. Tell me, I don't know. Tell me from where to cut the challah. Tomorrow in Yeshiva, I will say it in your name. Omar le meicha de chol muponer, ve amri lo meicha de kol muponer. From the place that it's well done. Omar le menashe, Omar le Ravashi to menashe, umeachar de chakim to kulehai. You're so smart, Menashe. You know from where to cut the challah. Matayim palchinu letzalme. So why are you oved avedizor? Omar lei, have this awesome. If you would be in our days, have a shalfe leglime, you would pick up your gown, have a roid basrayon, and you would run to do avedizor. Rav Shteyman asked three questions in that shmuz in yeshiva. He said like this. The first kasha, he said, Rav Ashi says, "Lemochor nasek bedidan bechavareinu." Tomorrow we'll be going learning about our friends. Shalom du teirek moiseinu she'en lohem chelek lo elam abe. Also, Menashe. Menashe comes. Omar le Menashe, "Meiche kabatzina lepase." From where you cut the bread? Omar lo yadane. Don't know. Omar le Meiche batzina pate lo yadane vechavro iskoris li. Understandish. Menashe tells him, "From where you cut the challah?" I don't know. Amar le Menashe, if you don't know from where to cut the challah, you're my friend. I mean, you don't know to learn like me. So he doesn't know asif katan and mishnah bura from where to cut the bread. The question for Rav Shteyman. But Rav Ashi Nushas. What is the raya of Rav Ashi Nushas? He written the shas. So he knows the whole shas. So he doesn't know from where to slice the bread. No? So Menashe tells him, if you don't know from where to slice your bread, then I know, but you're not my friend. Say it. One kasha for Rav Shteyman. Second kasha for Rav Shteyman, how he knew, why didn't I ask him, Marshall, what shoe you tie first? When you wash the tefillin yadayim, you wipe the hands, how much water you pour, to wipe the handles of this, there's a lot of little halachas you could ask. Pung this halacha. Third question is, Rav Ashi turns over to Menashe, oops, you're so smart, you know from where to cut the bread? So why did Avodah Zarah? A second before he said, "Lemochor nasak bechavareinu, shalom du teira kmoseinu," and he doesn't have a kash why Menashe did Avodah Zarah, even that he learned teira like us. Oh, but now that he chab that Menashe knows how to cut the bread, Menashe, the pesachar grace the talmid chochem vikum dir Avodah Zarah. What happened a minute ago? You know he's a talmid chochem. Shalom du teira kmoseinu. Shemitza one yisoid. Menashe, they knew it's a Talmid Chochem. Menashe came and he asked Rav Ashi, from where you cut the bread. What is the difference from where you cut the bread? The man said, in the end you eat the whole bread. Well, but as an Indian, to make the bracha from the place that it's more well done, it's baked well, it's bracha. Hein, it's not negeh, because the angel, they do it, everything is the same. Yeah? Hein, the oven, I'm old, finish given, I say, you know, here's the fire, here's not the fire. Today, you look at the bread, some people like this. It's, in a good bakery, everything is well done. There's al bazach. If you buy private people, I can do chalas in the house. You have to know that I can, from where to make the bracha. Yeah? You know, where it's raw and where it's cooked. Abba, so you ask them from where to cut the bread? What Rav Ashi answered him? What? I never thought about it. Nafkamina, from where to cut. I eat the whole bread, I make a bracha. He told him, you don't understand. We, not only we learn Shas, we were Mekadish the Gashmius. We were trying to do Ratzon Hashem. We made a bracha when we ate. We didn't look at the food. What is Gishmak? What is a good piece of the steak? Where will be more Kvod Shamayim when I es Olam Hazeh to make the bracha? So when I'm making the Chalos HaMotzi, to mechabed Hashem. So he told Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, "No, I didn't think about it." Omar lei, meicha kabatzite pata lo gamirte, vechavroi korisli. So I'm not the same league of you. We become under a league. You're talmid chochem. We the whole life we lived l'shem shamayim. It's a different league. It's a different madrege. It's an andere zach. אמר לי, ומאחר דחקים תקולהי, רבשי told them, if you're holding in such a madrege that even the gashmis you're mekadosh, how it came to be that you did Avodah Zarah? Pas mishken to do Avodah Zarah? So what he answered him, if you would be in our days, you would pick up your glima and you would run to do Avodah Zarah. So everyone knows that Chazal said that was a very bad Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Like today, Chazal said they left a little bit. If it's a horror, if Gilei Arayis, as if it's a musig that people catch. Mira Sinai, Mitzachon, that people cannot be shoylatam. The Yisrael Avodah Zarah was so stark, just pulled. You just where you went, you fell into do Avodah Zarah. But Mele, he said, if you would be in our days, you would just pick up your gown, your gleam, and you would run to do Avodah Zarah. This is the Gibor. And here I want to add the Shem Yishmuel. In our parasha, says a gewaltig gewalt. Every bocher has to know this word. What is the pshat? He told him, you would pick up your gleam and you would run to do Avodah Zarah. He says it on the pasuk that Bilam is going with the Asayin. You know, the Asayin wants to stop him. So first, you know, she rubs on one side, rubs his foot. She rubs the other foot, and every time he gives a clap with a stick to the Asayin. Then the Malach stands in a place, he can't move left and right. The Osun sits down, he hurts. Vayiftach Hashem espi Osun, and she turns over to Bilam and she tells him, Lomo zehi kisani shalosh regalim. Why you hit me 3 times? And he tells him, if I would have a knife, I would kill you. If yeshchar biyodi. Zogt Rashi, she told him, you hit me 3 times. V'atohoylech lekal el umo shechoygeges sholosh regalim. What she was meramis to him. You hit me 3 times and you're going to course a umo shechoygeges sholosh regalim. Zok to pshat in argimorel. Hashem Yishmuel. Menashe told him, we had a terrible Yitzhahor of Avodah Zarah. but we're not in the same league of you. You know, we couldn't help ourselves. But we went with long glimis, with long gowns, still the floor. And we started to go to the Avodah Zarah house. We didn't want, but we went. But you know, when you go with a long gown on the floor, you trip. So we tripped, and we got up, and we tripped, and we got up, and then we did Avodah Zarah, Vaskavantan. Although we tripped in the way 5-6 times. If you would be in our days, you would just pick up the gown and you would run to do Avodah Zarah. We didn't pick up the gown. We left the gown on the floor. We tripped. And we got up. We tripped. We did it. Too bad. It was very hard. We left the mafrim. We left the gown to stop us. Your madrege, you would not even leave the gown to stop you. The Osin told Bilam, a givaldike yisoy, Klal Yisrael go up l'aliyah l'regel. You know, aliyah l'regel was a very sad, depressing mitzvah. I know it sounds not like that when you read all the stories in Klal Yisrael, but you have to know it was a very sad, depressing mitzvah. Why? Here till then, I know I sound a little bit precarious now, but in a minute, but this is the truth, and I'll explain why. In that day, there was no cell phones. There was not even phones, not video cameras, not security companies, not policemen. Everyone went to Aliyah L'Regel. No one was left in the houses. All the neighbors, the countries around, Turkey, all these countries, they'll just walk in and take everything what they wanted. We have a special pasuk, V'lo yach moid ishes artzachem. You had to be a maimin she'en kedugmasa. You had to understand, it was not only countries around. They had all different, we had all different visitors living with us over most of the years in Eretz Yisrael. Someone could just come to the house, pick up. Chazal, everyone knows the story, that they left, and the neighbors were deciding to steal, and then they came, they saw that people were inside, the malochim were coming in and out. Sure, all the kids' books. So it's a gemara, yeah, but it's a chazal, but it's brought down, everyone knows. This is the mitzvahs. So weit, that steht in Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Ches Amud Beis, Mi she'en lo karka, potur me'ali el regel. Shnem alo yach medish es artzecho. Don't think it's stam a Gemara, it's a chalois din. Aber it's a chalois din. Aber it's no time of the crop. Or adumo steht, it's no time of the crop. Yeah? The whole purpose is, you have a karka, you leave it. If you don't have a karka, it's time to do a party. We don't need to have you there. Everyone came there at Yisrael, b'mesus nefesh. You would think to come to Yerushalayim, people will sit there shivering, nervous. He's the richest person in the world, could be tomorrow, he's left with nothing. The minute that Klal Yisrael could leave, they would just zoom out. And you came to Yerushalayim, and the Olam were dancing and singing. Uma shechoygeges sholosh regolim was one of the nicest times. Kemari Yisrael, Mechagigas Regeleim, Kemari Koyem. It was one of the nicest things of Klal Yisrael, the Aliyah L'Regel. Even that was a very hard mitzvah. Klal Yisrael did it with the most happiness. Bilam hit the Osen 3 times. The Osen told him, listen, you're going to be over in Rotzen Hashem. Okay. Balak promised a lot of money. We understand, you know, sometimes it's hard. Basically, he wanted, he couldn't help himself. So we understand. A lot of people do things because they want, yeah? A lot of people go, yeah? He wants to run from the mountains. He leaves man and blows man, yeah? Besides, he wants to be in a camp. He leaves yeshiva, he goes to a camp. Yeah? He can't help himself. He knows it's wrong. He knows he will go to Gehenna because he's choyte umachti, he's machlish the tzibu. It's not suffic, yeah? He's making a rifil in the tzibu. Ben Yehuda says if a person makes a rifil in the tzibu, even if he has to go and it's good for him. But Lemaisi was in Bismedrish. A guy told me once, Mamash, he had to go. He was like sick, like a baby, he had to go. I told him to stay the whole zman in the home. So maybe he will not be machlish doylam when he leaves. He had like an illness. He had to go to camp. Couldn't help himself. He was like a mature, older baby. So I told him, stay the whole Zman home. Because if you leave in the middle of Zman, You machlish doilo. But some people like as a bilam arasha. They knew it's wrong. Makir is boiroi, but they can't hold themselves. The taiva, this makir is boiroi, and then they had to go. Now the osan tries to stop him. Tries to stop him. Like I'm trying to stop you now. Yeah, the osan tries to stop. Bilam takes the stick and starts to hit. Zog the osan to Bilam, you don't understand your mistake. Kiss me. You want to go, go. But kiss me. I'm trying to help. I'm the mafreem. I'm trying to stop you. You can't help yourself. No, psyder. But I'm the good. I'm the one that tried to save you from being Bilam Arosha, that, and then they killed him at Becheret. Yeah? And then you lose Hilam Abba. You're a Novi. If you would not go, you would be saved. Okay. You don't like. The type is too strong for you. So I understand. Osin said, they knew each other very quite well, Chazal said, yeah? I know you, Zog the Osin. But kiss me. I'm doing the best thing for the person that I like, trying to save you. You hitting me? So she told them, Regal, Klal Yisrael, when Hashem gives them a mitzvah that it's hard for them, they're not sad. They're happy that Hashem. And you, when Hashem is trying to stop you, you're upset? You're so opposite from Klal Yisrael. Says like the Shem Shmuel from the Kotzker Rebbe. This is what Menashe told him. You're asking why we did it with Zohar? You don't understand. We tried to fight it. We were at the Choshev Adoich. Doesn't make a difference. If you're Nichshol, you get punished. Really? Chazal knew that we no one left, so the Mevatel Yitzhak Avid is over. We don't know what it means. Abba Menashe told him, we left the gown. We left the gown. If you would be in Ardor, you would pick up the gown. And you would run to do Avid is over. Valdik Chazal. I was in a Shiva house last week, some of them Atlanta, Mrs. Rosenbaum. So I heard her a Maisa from the Chazanish. Someone was trying to write a Shidduch to someone that was Mekuruv to the Chazanish. And the Chazanish told the Bacher not to go into the Shidduch. So the Askonim came to convince the Chazanish that it's a good Shidduch. Chazanish said not to go into the Shidduch, not to go into the Shidduch. They said, we spoke to the girl, and she's masking to be my soul, nefesh l'tayra. She's masking to work 20 hours a day. She's masking to live, you know, in a room and a half in Eretz Yisrael. She's masking everything, to live bad news, a bit that her husband could learn. He could come home 12 o'clock. We spoke to her, she's masking to be my soul, nefesh l'tayra. Chazanish said, okay, so I told you not to do the shidduch. He said, Rabbi, you didn't hear. She's masking to be moisa nefesh letoyo, not la parnasa, letoyo. She's masking to work 20 hours a day. She's masking to wear poshte clothes, a room and a half, and it's Israel. She's masking to moisa nefesh. We spoke to her. Chazan said, so this is the reason I told you not to do it. So she's masking to moisa nefesh letoyo. You want such a girl? We wanted a girl that is happy that she could learn someone. She's my son nefesh. We need someone that feels a mesilas nefesh for her. She has to be excited. She would feel lucky if she could help someone to learn. It's a mesilas nefesh. Oh, you're such a wife. Forget you. You're nothing will come out of you if you have such a wife. But she's masking to be my son nefesh. Remember, it's a big cloud when you go out with someone. Someone tells you, I'm masking. Sometimes the people, they don't understand what they're saying. So give them a second chance. But if they tell you they're masking to be my son nefesh, don't marry them. They want a husband to be a Talmid Chochem. They're excited. The Meisah Nefesh, you hear every day when you come home, oh, I was Meisah Nefesh today. Oh, I was Meisah Nefesh today. Tarnished. Klal Yisrael is Umo Shechoy Geges Shloy Shoy Golim. Klal Yisrael is the Umo that is excited. Is excited. We had last week, I've gone with Kiddush Hashem. I don't know the Kavona, I don't know the people, I'm not going, but the Hanoge, the Rabboni wanted that it would be. How about it? It's a, can I call it, like a maybe like a clip, I don't know the right word, I said in English, a moshal, a bavua. What was the bavua? I'll explain to you what was the bavua. A mazbet betrizachem. Amol, the gdolim, I remember it was 5 years ago, they passed that all the shaitels are of the Zohar and you have to burn the shaitels. In America, not all the rabbanim agreed with it in that time. But the notes are gdolim, Yisrael, Chaim, Kanigeski, Rabbi Yashiv, passed it's of the Zohar. Mainly, you're not allowed to use it. Chaim Kanievsky burned it with a mitzvah as a bracha. The Rambam states, if you mevayar with the Zohar, Lotz Yisrael, you make a bracha, Shek John Tzvei Tzvon, mevayar with the Zohar, Me'altzeinu, Chaim made it with Shem V'malchus, the bracha. We don't have a kishbocha, maybe it's a color. So it's a right that was over the Zohar. There's no suffix about it. Yeah? That was over the Zohar. Some Rabbanim didn't agree. Okay. But we follow our Rabbanim. So it's Motzei Shabbos. So I thought my kids, we have to bring the Avedizor, you know. So we took all the shaders that we had in the house, all the neighbors bring over the shaders, and I took my kids to the forest, to Mekayim the Mitzvah, to bring Avedizor. So I went down, it was the middle of the night, I told the kids I wanted to tell them. I said, listen, you know, 500 years ago, more in Sfarad, in Spain, Avedizor went on the fire for Avedizor. Avraham Avinu jumped into Ur Kasdim for not to be over the Zohar. Avraham lekol adoiras u'moisar nefesh not to do Avraham Zohar. Even if it was a shaila, if they will have to die. So Baruch Hashem, in our days, I said, Chotsh, in this part of the world, Avraham Zohar is not like a Nisayon, yeah? People have Avraham Zohar, you think they're from the third world or the fifth world, yeah? Man, it's not a bit of a Zohar. You think, cuckoo, yeah? Man, no one believes anymore that the wood and the stick could talk, yeah? It belongs to the deep forests, places that people are a little bit behind, yeah? No, Baruch Hashem. Hashem was mevatel the Yitzhak David Zohar so much that you can't even understand that it exists, Yitzhak David Zohar today. They were mevatel it, it's such a bottle. It's not even shaykh, yeah? It's not even shaykh, it's bottle mevutel. But I said, I don't know what will change in the years. But I want you that if one day I will not be with you and be a shaila from Avraham Zohar, a church or something, remember that your father was a suffix Avraham Zohar, a shaila with a rabbonim, cost money, we're excited to burn it. I want you to have that message. Same thing, Klal Yisrael L'doiras, he was going to jail here, it's 2 weeks, it's a joke. People went in hundreds, thousands, and the Russian jails, and their jail was jail, not, you know, they couldn't dance inside the jail, yeah? Thought jail was jail. For chinuch. Kishbohu gave us, just to remind, what is the message? If we have to do it, we're excited to do it. We're happy to do Kiddush Hashem. Uma shechoygeges sholesh regolim. But what is the heipich? The heipich is the glima. And this is the musa that everyone has to take to himself. The musa that everyone has to take to himself. One musa to be excited. Umo shechigeges. The second part. A person, lama zogim ben azmanim, he has to go to a trip. Sometimes some bochum go for Shabbos. I hear some zazach to go away for Shabbos. They need like a bit of money in between the days. I heard that the good Bochum they do it also, so I don't understand. I can't believe, but I'm at the tzad. So they have to have like a little bit of zman during this man. Shabbos, they have like a little bit of zman. So your four Bochum want to go, and a fifth Bochum want to go. But no, that Bochum is a little bit more tzaddik. So the before that, he will not come with them, because if he comes, he starts to ask if the food is kosher, and if this is beseda, and if you could be Yitzhak Kiddush in that place, and if it's enough tzniyas dik, and if the safetera is kosher, that quarter from people's minyan, yeah? I'm asking, a person goes away for Shabbos, and he does aveiras, no. Aber don't pick up the glime. Let the kosher bacher to be with you. Don't try to run away. You have to go somewhere. Take with you a good boy that you're embarrassed to do something bad with him. Everyone knows where he's embarrassed. He knows he's tired. No, he will stay learning in his room. He knows in his room after half an hour he'll be sleeping. You're tired, come to Miss Melishtoner. Put down the head on the stander. How long you can put down the head on the stander? Half an hour, hour. Then you will learn. Chazal tell us a big yesod. Don't take away the mafriyim. This was the time of the Osan and Bilam. As a mafriyim, put the mafriyim. Be excited with the mafriyim. Don't be mesalik the mafriyim. Don't take away. Don't pick up. This is what Menashe told him. In your shvach adoyim, you would pick up the glima. You would not want to have something. You would want it. If you want it, it's all it. 1, 2, 3 to be in there. Just to run into the place of the zone. No. Make it hard to get there. Make it embarrassing to get there. Like this, you will hold yourself. It's just 2 yesaidas. 1 yesaidas to be the choygeges. Not, it's hard. Not that it's hard. We said already, it's not the time now. We said the Maisa with Reb Moshe. We said already a couple times. There's people that were in America, they kept Shabbos. Every Friday they kept Shabbos. Every Friday they lost their job, and the kids became not from. Why? Because they came home. Oy, it's so hard to be a Yid. It's not the way. Givaldik, I have another Nisoyan. I have another Nisoyan. I'm so excited that I have such a Nisoyan. I'm rich that I have a Nisoyan. Baruch Hashem, I'm passing another Nisoyan. When a person teaches himself, not it's hard, but it's hard I will be a Yid. It's hard, I'm excited. We're happy that Hashem gave us this opportunity. Mitzad echad, and mitzad sheini to get used to, and every bacher, and every person, especially when the ben azmaning days come close, every person has their chetimtze and the closeness to put the glimas down. To put glimmers down. The person makes up a chavrusa with a guy that, you know, doesn't like to cancel. And then Benazmanim is stuck because he makes you meshugah to learn with him. Now you know that it's good for you to learn 2 hours a day. But if you make up with other guy that then he doesn't come and then you don't learn, make up with a guy, you know, he's a little bit nooch. Yeah, even if I want to go off, he will make me a bit problems. Say that. This is the glimmer. If a person puts a zach, Ben Sashem, you will have the siyata d'shmaya.